Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel, the Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer Funkin' Unity, raw cannabis talk, RCT, uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk to G-Funk. I wants to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. Won't my talk uncut? Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate-coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit-forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now, somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for Mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
Let me ask you something. Are you a medical marijuana patient? Do you own a gun? Now that legalization didn't pass, if you're wanting to get legal, you do know that legally, you can't do both. Or can you? I got details on that coming up. You know, there's a big debate on the issue of gun ownership and having a medical marijuana card. Folks, it's hot right now. The conflict between federal and state law is putting the law enforcement, putting police and our very own gun-owning cannabis users right smack dab in the middle. Got a story I'm going to tell you about in just a moment about a lady who beat the feds on that exact situation. Crazy. Cray, cray, cray. It's not what you think. Why is having a medical marijuana card another form of gun control? I was thinking, can the feds... When I say the feds, I'm talking about the federal government. Can they come in at any time and arrest you if you have a gun and a medical marijuana card and marijuana? Big decisions for my medical patients who just came online in Arkansas. I got a lot to get into with you. Welcome to the big show. Good morning. This is Living the High Life. We call it the Cannabis Takeover, baby. That's what we do each and every day. This is where you're going to get the latest. And when I say the latest, it's every day, live, up-to-date cannabis stories from around the world. We do it with a twist, of course. Living the High Life, by the way, is powered by Weed Maps. We're also powered by the 50,000-watt powerhouse, KFNX 1100 AM. Who, me? I'm Isaac Griffin, the King Cola, the Big Bud Man. Every day, we take cannabis from the air to the airwaves, and we call it the blunt truth. We give you the cannabis news, folks. If you're just tuning in, you're new to the show, this is the only cannabis talk in local radio across the nation. Every day, I come on here with fresh new cannabis news and stories that we dialogue on. I take cannabis from the air and I put it on the airwaves. So when I start talking about the blunt truth, that is cannabis news that they don't want us to know. So I put the target on my back. What kind of news you're talking about? Well, how about this? Prescription painkillers are now ranked second, only behind cannabis as the nation's most prevalent illegal drug problem. Now, that's something I'd like to pick apart with you today. Big LaRon, I'm trying to get my pump on like you too. By the way, we are an interactive show. If you want to get into the show, all you have to do is email me, simple, Isaac@LTHL365.com. Isaac@LTHL365.com. Get in the conversation or join me on Facebook Live and Facebook at Ike Mega Griffin III. You can get in on the conversation. I got a segment coming up where we break the views, anything my folks are talking about out there. So right now, this is something that we need to start focusing on, especially in the cannabis community. This is one example what we are giving up. And I'm talking about in Arkansas right now. They're getting pleasantly surprised. I've been telling people about what's going on with the marijuana card and having a gun, or getting a medical marijuana card and going to purchase a gun. They all fall under the same federal law. I'm going to get into all of that. But Arkansas,
Medical marijuana or your right to bear arms. According to federal law, you can't have both.
People are going to get their medical marijuana card and then be unable to purchase or possess firearms.
It's an issue that came up in California earlier this year. Do medical marijuana users have the right to bear arms? The Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals said no. As Arkansas voters are currently casting their ballots on Issue 6, local gun store owner Nathan House worries Arkansans will be forced to make that same decision.
Unless the federal gun control laws change, it's pretty well in black and white in federal law that it's against the law.
In a 2011 open letter to firearms sellers, the ATF said this in part, quote, federal law prohibits any person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance from shipping, transporting, receiving, or possessing firearms or ammunition. Though Arkansans may vote yes for medical marijuana, it would still be unlawful federally. What those in favor of medical marijuana have to say about that law may surprise you.
I think this is a state rights issue as well. You know, we argue about medical marijuana or in some other states, full marijuana legalization. And so the federal government has given to the states the right to say this is medicine under state law. So, you know, I think that if a state says this is medicine under state law, that it should be considered medicine, and that would just be one other reason why this ban on firearms possession from a federal court in San Francisco is just wrong.
Both men agree medical marijuana should be held to the same standard as alcohol, meaning a person cannot possess a firearm while under the influence. They also agree this issue needs to be addressed by the U.S. Supreme Court. We've reached out to the ATF in Arkansas to see how they would regulate medical marijuana cards versus the Second Amendment, but have not heard back from them.
Blunt Truth is being sponsored by our friends over at the award-winning Park Dispensary in Phoenix, in Seattle, Washington, my friends. You know it's legal. Big recreational marijuana sales are happening in the state of Washington. That also means that legal gun owners have been faced with the don't ask, don't tell dilemma. Gun owners right now, my friends, are starting to grapple with the idea of admitting they use cannabis, first of all, which goes up against, obviously, federal firearm laws. You just heard it. Now, here's the deal. The cops are bound by both state and federal law. Some people seem to think that, you know, in the state, we can, nope. Police officers are bound by state and federal law. Got a little story I told you I'd tell you about. starts when Cynthia Willis of Central Point, Oregon. She was denied a concealed weapon. Big difference from just owning. And I'll clarify that. One of the Jackson County sheriffs denied her because she used medical marijuana. She actually sued and won at every court level, including the Court of Appeals and the Oregon Supreme Court. Now, the sheriff came back and argued that the federal law, see, they'll play it when they want to. The federal law prevents a person from possessing a firearm, even if medical marijuana is legal under state law, which it is in Oregon. Now, she's not a criminal. She met every condition to have a concealed weapons license. As a cannabis patient, it's the same as any other patient, was her defense. We are to be treated equally and fairly. She is so right. But today, if you were to talk to this lady, even though she won at every level and the court issued her her concealed weapons license, Mrs. Willis is still reluctant to answer that simple question, do you own a gun? Very hard question to answer because there is always a threat. The government, the federal government, can come in at any time and arrest me, was her answer. In the direct opposite, it's Arkansas. When I get back, so much more to get into. Don't move. Lock it in.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com. Arizona.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
There's a memo that came out, updated memo from the ATF, and it's about the ATF and what's going on with gun laws and gun control with my medical marijuana patients. That memo said, since marijuana remains illegal in the eyes of the federal government, there are no exceptions. None. In federal law. For marijuana purportedly used for medicinal purposes, even if such use is sanctioned by state law. Any person who uses, regardless of whether his or her state passed legislation authorizing marijuana for medicinal purposes, it is unlawful. You are an unlawful user, and it is prohibited by federal law from possessing firearms of ammunition. What are you saying? To all of the people out there that believe that, oh, I'm not worried about this, I already got guns. I can go get my medical marijuana card. The law says if you're going to buy a gun. No, son. That's just the one they just ruled on in that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Because the real deal is, oh, you didn't hear about that? Well, early this year, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decided to uphold the federal government's ban, the one I just told you about, on gun sales. And gun sales to those in possession of medical marijuana cards. Now, this ruling has impacted a number of states right now, including several of the newbies that just came on board. Let me give you an example. In Arizona, we're still the Wild Wild West. People still make their own laws out here and think federal law, not me. I can still do what I want to do. No. In Arizona, medical marijuana may be legal to use, but it's still illegal under federal law. As a result, my friends, right here in my state, users of medical marijuana are prohibited from purchasing or possessing, did you hear me? Purchasing or, I got my guns already, people, possessing. I'm trying to make you aware, because it's bigger than, this thing is way bigger, and I'm going to break it down as we keep going. So you cannot have guns and a medical marijuana card. You cannot have a medical marijuana card and go buy a gun. Well, I'll lie. I'll tell you about that in just a minute if you lie on that form. So federal law says no to purchasing or possessing firearms and ammunition. So what good is it to have a gun and no ammunition? So I'm glad they put those two together. By the way, to those folks who say, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to go buy a gun, and I just won't fill out the form. I told you they're bringing out a new form. It's going to hit January 16th, 18th, 16th, one of those days, brand new form. Medical marijuana users must admit their marijuana use. It's a form called 4473, or, I told you it's big, or face perjury charges. So for all y'all folks who think you're smarter than the system, I'm just not going to tell them I get high. I'm not going to tell them I get medicated. Guess what? Gun owners who are caught illegally handling cannabis, because you are under the federal law, even though state law says you're cool, you may face severe punishment due to federal statutes. They set the mandatory sentencing. So you want to lie, huh? You going to commit perjury? Then get ready to do some time, at least 5 years in federal prison for the first gun and 25 years for each additional one. I had a cat shoot me a picture on Facebook. He was sitting in his room. He had like 100 guns on the wall. And he had all of his cannabis around him. Let me tell you this right now. Idiot.
Yeah.
The first thing that they're doing in social media is if you post one picture of your cannabis and you have a gun, or they got bots looking for this stuff. I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard. So hear me out. I'm making you aware. That's what I do. I'm the King Cola, baby. I'm the big bud man dropping heat. If you, that guy who put that picture up, I guarantee you he's on the watch list now. And I'll tell you more about it, because a lot of people are saying, man, they can't take my information. Oh, you don't know about PMS, do you?
It's free social media.
Well, it's free social media, but don't forget, it's still federally illegal to have a gun and marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
In the same room.
Absolutely.
You're going to jail. If they feel like coming to get you, if they need one big bust,
oh, they're coming,
they're
to,
coming
get you.
To get you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to ask you real quick. I know we're cutting a break. What do you think the NRA thinks of all this stuff, Isaac?
Here's the thing.
Really?
I asked that question. It's a great lead in.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it in the second part of our show. I asked that question, and it is not what you want to hear.
Oh, no.
It's quite ugly once I tell you what they think about us in cannabis. In the Dicot Farm studio, where the grass is always greener, my main man. And he's not happy today. I mean, usually this cat is chipper and running around buzzing. Today he had that look like, man, I'm about to bite the head off a chicken. I mean, I have not seen this look. So Nadeem is in the house from Bake Brothers on Awaken Bake Bros Monday. And what's happening, man?
We're going to go back to when we first jumped on the show and what this is all about. And it's the education and the customer service that is out there within the dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to elaborate on that a little bit. And we're going to touch on what, not just what I feel needs to be out there, but what we have collectively grabbed from all these patients that reach out to us on our website, either directly via email, on our Instagram, or just simply over phone call. You know, there's some serious key points we need to touch on customer service with these bud tenders and dispensaries.
You know, I had kind of set that one on my plate as one to go out and talk about. I think it's no better person to have the discussion with, because you have an awesome brand, and I think you know the secret. We want to talk about that, but the look you have on your face, it's one that probably a lot of people are wondering why that doesn't happen. You'll find out more about why Nadeem from Bake Brothers is so upset at the industry right now. And I don't know if it's every state, but if you're just coming online, I'm sure you're going to deal with this same issue. We're going to hit this thing hard. So I want to recap real quick. Can you lawfully have a gun, shotgun passed down to you by your uncle, also be in possession of marijuana at the same time? The answer depends on whom you ask, or more importantly, who enforces it. Keep it locked in. I got 60 seconds of headlines. All cannabis news all the time.
Arizona News Radio, first big snowfall in the high country.
Yeah, I really enjoy the snow, so it's about time, too. It came really late this year.
A man out walking his dogs in the snow in Flagstaff Sunday night. Heavy rains, windy conditions, leaving thousands without power in the desert areas. Clearing skies today with another storm possible by week's end. Former State Attorney General Grant Woods, among those recalling late Cuban leader Fidel Castro, recounting a 2003 meeting with Castro, which he says started late at night.
At about 10 p.m. is when he came out. Again, we didn't know whether it was going to be 5-minute meet and greet or longer. It turns out we met with them from 10 p.m. until about 2 a.m.
Wood saying it was tough to get a word in edgewise. Castro controlled much of the conversation, ending with Castro giving Woods a baseball jersey and a box of cigars. Two people shot, one person killed as they waited at a Phoenix Light rail station overnight. The suspect still at large, the motive unclear, according to police. Cardinals playoff chances dwindling. They fall to the Falcons in Atlanta Sunday, 38-19. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic is service of a foundation for a better life. Look for a wreck off to the side, southbound State Route 143 at I-10. That's going to create some big problems. Also look for an accident eastbound I-10, 51st Avenue. We have another crash downtown eastbound I-10 at 7th Street. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this morning, we can expect a mostly sunny day with a high 61. There's a chance of a shower tonight. It'll depart at cloudy, low 42. On a sunny Tuesday, our high 61. It'll be clear and cool Tuesday night, low 38. Wednesday should be sunny, our high 61. For the first day of December, Thursday, our high should reach 64. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 51 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatter wax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m. Park is Arizona's number one dispensary, centrally located just a few blocks west of the 143 at 4201 East University Drive. Park was voted the number one dispensary of Arizona by Leafly and Arizona's patients. Park offers the highest quality of top shelf strains at the lowest prices found in the state. First time patients get a free gram with purchase. Connect with Arizona's number one dispensary on Leafly, all social media, and parkdispensary.com. parkdispensary.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne pocket. It's my house. Come on, turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Listen, always a pleasure getting you out to cannabis news and headlines every day. I do it with a twist. By the way, the information that we share, folks, it's meant to educate patients about the existing federal laws. And here's what I'm going to do in upcoming episodes of Living a High Life. I definitely want to start to examine what happens if you come in to a law enforcement encounter, how to be prepared for these encounters, how to understand your rights as a cannabis user and a medical marijuana patient, and how to navigate the legal system after an encounter. Right now, I go to 0 to 100 real quick. I've got Nadeem from Baked Bros in the house. He got some things he's got to get off his chest real quick. I go 0 to 100 real quick. Headlines in the cannabis world. Monsanto is trying to patent the marijuana genome. What's that mean? A recent change in legislation has obviously created some fears out here that Monsanto is about to try and cash in on this new treatment. They've been collecting samples, and many people don't know this. They've been collecting marijuana strains and samples for over 2 years in order to sequence the plant's DNA. Recent marijuana arrests is in the news. Unfair and sometimes illegal police practices under which thousands, and we know this to be a fact, of people are arrested every year for possessing trivial amounts of cannabis. Research is showing that whites and minority citizens use cannabis at a similar rate. Blacks and Latinos still far and away more likely to be singled out for those low-level arrest. What are PMPs? Well, I asked that question earlier in the United States prescription monitoring programs. That's what they're called. Prescription, write it down. Write it down. It's going to be big in our world. Prescription monitoring program or prescription drug monitoring program. These are the state-run programs that collect and distribute data about the prescriptions and dispensing of federally controlled substances. And as each individual state deems appropriate. In Seattle, a man was banned from using public transportation for using his medicine and smelling like cannabis. They even banned him from standing at the bus stop. Matthew Little was killed in early November while walking home with his groceries after he had been banned from the Kitsap Transit earlier this autumn for smelling like cannabis. Those are your cannabis headlines in 60 seconds, 0 to 100. Brought to you by my friends over at Earth Healing Dispensary in Tucson. Back to the blunt truth, Nadeem.
Sir,
so many things happening, man. I'm glad to have you. This is a time where the information that we talk about has to be education.
Yes.
You've been running into some things, and I've been thinking it and wanting to say it for a long time. Tell the people what's up. What's really got you so just not feeling good about what the industry's doing?
It goes back to the lack of education, and then it goes, that also ties into the lack of customer service. So first and foremost, before we get into it, I'm going to go ahead and name some of the dispensaries that we're going to have our education seminars
go
at.
Go for it.
So December 9th, we will be at Harvest of Scottsdale. December 11th, we'll be at the Holistic Center. And December 17th, we'll be at TrueMed Dispensary. You can always find updates on our Instagram or Facebook. But getting into it, man. We talk with a lot of patients. We talk with them on the phone. We talk with them via email. We talk with them via person. We go to their houses. We meet up. I mean, we go all over.
Dedication, man.
That's our dedication, you know.
To the patient.
And again, guys, we're an edible company, okay? So the fact that, I guess this is almost a question. What are the dispensaries doing right now to educate patients? Because the information I'm gathering.
What are you hearing?
If you go to get an ibuprofen, you know it's an ibuprofen.
Right.
Okay. There, with cannabis, you have an array of strains. You have indicas, you have sativas. Each strain has specific
therapy.
You have each specific strain has specific therapy for, you know, specific ailments.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the bud tender's job and duty as a bud tender, somebody who's going to give a patient medication, medical cannabis, to determine what is going to be best suited for them. If they don't know, all due respect, get out from behind the counter. I've asked bud tenders, and I've had our secret shoppers, so to speak. I've had, them ask bud tenders, how did you get the job? How did you get hired? Oh, I was referred. My friend got me the hookup. So you mean you didn't go through any type of standardization process? You didn't go get a license, like an RN, like a registered nurse? You didn't go to school for it? You studied Leafly? What? So that's the problem here, guys. And we're encountering patients that they find a product that works, like Bake Bros Portable Syrup. They find it that an indica works for them. We have an array of different strains that we put out there. Some popular strains we have out in our products is Granddaddy Perp, Dog Walker OG, Tahoe.
You got all the big boys.
We got all kinds of good strains, and they're consistent. And so when a patient knows that Granddaddy Perp works for them, and then they go into the dispensary knowing that the syrup works for them, but they don't know about the strain. So are you following me? They know that Bake Bro syrup works for them, but they're unaware that there's different strains.
Let me jump in with you. Here's what I'm finding out. At Park Dispensary, have you been to Park?
I have.
I did not get that experience. I got some intelligent buttenders. I mean, breaking it down. And I even threw some test things at them to see if they could handle it. Bam, 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 bam. Park Dispensary is an award-winning dispensary. And I'm not just saying this because they're a major partner with this show. I'm saying it because I went through that process and I know what they did, so I know it's true.
Yes.
Here's what I see. And I'm just going to break it down to street terms. That's how I get down. It's almost like, and I don't know if you ever bought illegal back in the day, but it's almost like you got a guy who's got, you know, your guy, your hookup. He always has a lot of different strains, a lot of different this and that. And when you get there and you walk in the door and you talk, hey, what's up? How you doing? First thing out of his mouth is, what you need? What you looking for? Man, 9 out of 10 dispensaries, a new patient, let alone a patient that they know. Man, when you hit that door, the first thing they say is, what you need, what you looking for?
They don't know.
And it's not even, are you in for pain? I mean, why are you here? Are you here for edibles, flower?
So,
take me right to the flower and go, what you need?
This goes to the other side. Other than the patient education, which, you know, we're doing our best to educate, this goes to the customer service, okay? Would you disagree that there is a, let's just put on, quote-unquote, recreational market within the medicinal market?
Come on, big fella.
Come on. There's a recreational market within the medicinal market, okay?
And let me say, it's a market that exists, and we talked about it all the way back to Governor Jan Brewer, ex-Governor Jan Brewer, putting the price so high on our medical marijuana cards at $300 that they automatically priced out a big part of the market. And where does that part of the market who wants to get medicated and get their medicine can't go to the dispensary?
They go back to the black market.
Got to go to black market.
Right.
So we know it exists.
Right, so we know of this recreational market that exists within the medical market. So this goes back to exactly your exact experiment. So or experience. When somebody walks in, it should be up to the bud tender to immediately determine what that person is in for. Now, they don't know, but I'm just saying, if a veteran walks in as an amputee, you know, and he's walking in, he's hurting, he's limping, you know, it may be his first time, it may not be his first time. As a bud tender, I'm going to know that this gentleman's probably in pain.
And not only that, man, I'm going to try to connect.
Yes.
I'm actually going to try to connect.
This isn't a turnaround. We're not in here to turn patients around.
You just said something, bro. I didn't think about that. And at some point, are dispensaries starting to turn into the restaurant mentality, table turn?
I don't want to speak for all of them.
We're not. Let's do this right. We are not painting a broad brush on dispensaries at all. What we want to do is make aware education is important to the patient.
Exactly.
Whether you're doing, listen, if it doesn't affect you, don't get upset. Let it roll off your back and know that you're doing the right thing. That's all. But there are a lot of dispensaries that are treating them. I call them puppy meals. Get them in, get them out. And I hope it's not turning into the restaurant mentality of table turn. Get them in, get them out.
So back to that. I mean, when you walk in, the bartender should be able to determine if this is somebody that is, you know, really in pain or like you said, connect with them. Or if this is Joe walking in, part of that recreational market within the medicinal market here to just pick up some butt. You know, like that's real.
They treat everybody like Joe.
They treat everybody like
Joe. Everybody's treated like
yes,
Joe.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Man, I know you're just in here to get the Rocky rocking and get on up out of here. What you need? This is our highest right here. It's got the 28, 30. What you looking for? No.
Now, also that being said, though, budtenders have to be careful on what they ask patients. They can't say what's wrong with you. They can't ask what kind of problems you have. That's a violation of HIPAA. They're not a registered nurse. They can't ask that. You know, so they have to be careful, and they have to word their words properly. How can we help you today? You know, what is that you're looking for? But take that into consideration when they respond. They say, "Oh, I'm in pain." What kind of pain? You know, pain is so broad. What kind of pain are you in? Are you not sleeping? Are you not eating? Why? What? Ask questions, but you know, this is what we're going to entail in our education come the 9th, 11th, and 17th, and so on and so forth, are these key points.
I'm really going to mess you up now. I've been in a couple places. I was looking right at your Bake Brothers stuff, and I said, "You guys got any Bake Brothers?" They said, "I don't know." We'll be right back. Oh.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300. 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Baked Bros, dedicated to educating Arizonans about medicinal marijuana. We are the leader in setting and meeting standards for marijuana edibles. Baked Bros is a strong advocate for the progressive reform of cannabis and telling the truth about this natural alternative. We go to dispensaries all over Arizona, educating bud tenders and patients about the importance of proper dosing. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to education. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles.
At Earth Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Thanks for sticking around. Fourth quarter underway, brought to you by my friends over at Chong's Choice, the choice of legend. So I love it. I love it. I love it. If you want to get something pure, organic, tasty, check out Chong's Choice. Choice of legends. Over there in the hot seat today, brought to you by my friends over at Uber. Trying to get that side hustle on just in time for the holiday. You still got time. Head over to Uber/driver.com. Nadeem is in the house on Awake and Bake Brothers Monday. And man, we kind of got into it off air. You guys been some of the best radio was when we in the commercial break. And you heard me talk a little bit about the price of the marijuana cards and how it could have affected some of the things that we're talking about. You had some interesting points. You ran into a couple people that...
Yeah, you know, when we talked about them raising the prices for the marijuana cards and that affecting the voters, my question is, or maybe rebuttal or question is, the people that didn't have their license or didn't have their license, why didn't they just go vote for cannabis anyways?
See, now, I didn't say this off air, but you were my prime example after you told me the story. You ran into a couple of people who kind of debated you on it, tried to make you see it and go, it makes sense to me.
They should have voted either way if they were for it.
Okay. And just that quick, they were able to take your mind and move it away from the focus. Well, they should have voted for it anyway. No. If we would have had 300,000 cardholders, this initiative would have passed.
Because there would have been more invested people, right?
Man, you got skin in the game. And let me tell you why, and why I feel confident in what I'm saying. In Virginia, before the election, the governor pardoned or let go 60,000 inmates. 60,000.
Wow.
Now, this is a Democratic state they wanted.
Are these nonviolent charges, do you know?
Well, I'll put it like this, and I'm not totally, so don't quote me on this. Those people he let out were able to vote. Now, Virginia was nip and tuck, could have went either way. Once he let those 60,000 out, you know what Hillary Clinton won by in Virginia? 60,000 votes. So you gotta have a little skin in the game.
Yeah.
If I let you out, you vote for Hillary. If you got a medical card, you're gonna vote for yes on anything.
So essentially it's invested time, it's invested money, it's skin in the game.
Skin in the game. Invested.
So they're invested in it, so they're more likely to vote for it. Right. And because the people that couldn't afford these licenses, where did they get their cannabis? They said, oh, well, since I can't get a license,
man, screw cannabis.
I guess I'll keep getting it off the market.
But not only that. If somebody's, you're a patient, and this is something that just hit me, you're a patient, and you're excited about medical, and man, it's here. And all of a sudden, you know, you're in that certain little area, and they go, that card is $300. And you go, huh?
What?
I've been waiting to, $300? Who can afford $300? Now, is that person more likely to vote for your initiative or against it or not vote?
Probably.
Think about it, because they piss right now that I can't get in the game. You price me out
against it. If you piss them off, I mean, why wouldn't you?
I mean, if I can't get a car,
the saying goes: you please one person, they tell 10. You piss someone off, they tell 100.
So everybody, I'm telling you right now, if you want this next initiative to pass, it's going to take money, but it's going to take lowering the cost of the card. We've been talking about it, man. Bud tending in the dispensaries. I was telling Nadeem, as we went into break, I've been in a couple dispensaries looking right at Bake Brothers, asking them about Bake Brothers, and they didn't even know it was there. Is it the fact that maybe too many products in the store, or because here's the other thing, you guys get it, and if it was my dispensary, if you weren't marketing your product, promoting your product, and as a dispensary, I'd even help you do it, you can't come in my spot because nobody knows you exist. If you have something that nobody's promoting, why do you have that product on your shelf? Because your butt tender's not talking about it.
Alongside that, why is a product being sold that doesn't define the product itself or list what's inside the product? An example, a patient I spoke with today, just this morning, spoke about an edible that she had purchased. It had the milligrams per package. Mm-hmm. She calls the dispensary and wants to know what's in it. How many milligrams per piece? How many milligrams per slice? What's the ingredients? What's the calories? What's in it? She wants to know what the heck's in her medicine.
Kinda, shouldn't that be on the label?
Absolutely. And so that we have the state, you know, to point fingers at, because it's not mandatory. So, you know, I'm here explaining to her that, hey, on Bake Bros products, we list all that information.
We do.
We name the milligram per package, the milligram per piece, the ingredients, how to use it, how to store it, all of it. You know, we want to answer questions before it gets to the patient,
right?
Period.
The best way to do it.
Exactly. And so if the questions aren't answered on the product itself, or if you can't answer the questions about the product, why is it on your shelf?
That's another good reason. Because if you can't market and promote those things about your product, man, you couldn't even get in my dispensary. If you're not labeled correctly and my patients have to call in and take up my receptionist time to find out, because she don't know. She got to call one of them bud tenders in and he don't know. All they doing is reading something off the pack, trying to figure it out. Then they lie to you because they don't know. All I could tell you, man, is education is going to be the key. How are you educating people about Bake Bros?
So I
not just people, the butt tenders.
Yes. So again, on our website at the education tab, there's a downloadable brochure front and back. There's two of them. One's for general knowledge and education for the patients.
Okay.
And one is what we call the butt tender education pamphlet. Kind of the commonly asked questions on our products, like, are our products diabetic friendly? Are they gluten free, vegan friendly? So for instance, our syrup is, you know, it is diabetic friendly. There's 2 grams of carbs per milliliter serving. It is very nice. So what we're doing, again, I listed 3 dispensaries that we're launching off with December 9th, 11th, and 17th, which is going to be Harvest of Scottsdale,
yep,
Holistic Center, and TrueMed. And essentially, we're setting up our table there, setting up our booth. We're educating the bud tenders first before ours, and then we're hanging out at the dispensary all day long.
Answering questions for
the
patients.
That way the bud tenders can see how we speak with the patients when they come up and ask us questions, and we can receive and answer any questions to the best of our ability when the patients have questions. You know, we've got a retired 10-year vet, or a 10-year-long, he was an EMT for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to be a part of it and answer any questions to the best of his ability. And we're here to provide the customer service and education. Any questions they can think of, guys, either email us, call us, or be a part of these education seminars. We'll put them out on the website. We'll put them out on Instagram and Facebook. You'll hear it on Living the High Life first. So, guys, just be participant and follow it, because we've got a lot to offer.
See, that's what we're doing now. Going back to the basics, folks. This show is cannabis news, stories with a twist, but more importantly, we have to continue to define our industry. If we're not happy as patients, we have to talk about it. There's too many things. For example, even on the THC syrup, I was reading this morning on the back of it, good for sleep. It aids, you got everything on the back of it, what it helps. And I'm thinking, if I'm connected to my patient and they're telling me, man, I'm having a tough time sleeping and I don't want to smoke at night, I got another way to, hey, let's try this syrup. Let me tell you about it. I mean, there's too many things that we can do right now. Folks, we'll continue to do it. I want to thank Nadine from Bake Brothers coming in on Wake and Bake Brothers Monday. We did it again. Folks, we'll continue. I'll tell you about PMPs tomorrow. I'm about to blow you away with this game and what they're trying to do to us. It ain't pretty. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out. Chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Station.